Module 2, Grooming a New Manager. Bringing in a new member to the management team is never easy. If you hire from within, they have to learn to transition from their previous position to this new one. If you hire from outside the company, the new employee will have to be taught everything from scratch. But with a little patience and open communication, you can groom your new manager for success in their position. Set specific goals. When training a new manager, one of the first things to accomplish is to establish what goals you and the manager want to achieve. Ask the manager what they want to accomplish and find ways to work together to reach it. Set goals that are realistic and can be achieved by the employee in a reasonable amount of time. Be specific about what you want them to achieve and note the progress you want to see from them. The more detailed plan they have, the better they are equipped to know what is expected of them. Common topics to include when making goals: familiarize themselves with the office area, find ways to improve productivity and reduce errors, improve manager skills and duties, introduce themselves to their employees. Authority, what they can and can't do. One of the hardest responsibilities a new manager has is asserting their authority to their employees. Many come across as too mean or overbearing, but when they back off, they can seem like a pushover. A helpful tool is to create a list or diagram about what the manager has authority over and what areas they cannot control. Sometimes there can be a gray area that new managers can get lost in, so it is important to outline these things in the beginning. Also, let the manager know who they can come to if they run into a problem, whether it is you or another person in command. Don't throw them to the sharks without a life preserver. Create a shared vision. When a new manager is introduced, it is best to create a shared vision with them to help establish what you want to see happen. This will also benefit both parties as they can share what they are hoping to achieve. The new manager will need the proper support from management to succeed, so it is important to work with them from the beginning. Speak openly with them and let them know what you want from them. Let them speak openly with you about what they want and how they plan to get there. Together, form a vision with realistic goals that you can both work to help the other achieve. Once a plan has been made, schedule a follow-up meeting to let them know how they are doing and what kinds of progress has been made. Tips: give specific feedback and visions you want to see. Focus on goals and progress the employee can reasonably achieve. Form a plan or outline that can help illustrate how your shared vision can be reached. Follow up as periodically. The more they learn, the more responsibility they get. Becoming a new manager is a learning process. It wouldn't be expected for them to know or handle everything from the get-go. To help them ease into their new position, start the manager out with a fair load of responsibility and duties. Monitor how they handle themselves and if they make progress. As they grow and learn, gauge how they would handle new or different responsibilities. Sometimes, adding a new project or assignment gradually can help them have hands-on learning while gaining new responsibilities. With anything new, moderation is a key. Don't overload the manager too quickly, or they could lose interest and fail to succeed in their position. Tips: start the employee with a fair amount of duties and projects. Monitor success and setbacks. Gauge when to add new or additional tasks. Follow up as needed. Case study. Angela recently hired a new manager for her sales department. She welcomed Jeffrey to the department, and Jeffrey expressed he was a little nervous about the job. Angela sat down with him and outlined what goals they want to achieve while he is working there. She talked about what areas he would manage and what would need to be managed by the other managers. Before Jeffrey went on the floor, Angela reassured him that she would be following up with him to see how he was doing and would look into increasing his job responsibilities if he worked hard and did a good job.